Vingegaard cuts Jairo d'Italia lead to 46 seconds after Stage 9 win. Vingegaard wins Stage 9 to cut the Jairo d'Italia lead to 46 seconds. Jonas Vingegaard just won Stage 9 of the Jairo d'Italia, his second stage victory in this year's race. The Danish rider slashed the gap to race leader Afonso Eulalio to just 46 seconds. Jonas Vingegaard Jumbo-Visma just pulled off a dominant finish on Stage 9 of the Giro d'Italia, crossing the line in Naples ahead of a chasing group that included Remco Evenepoel. The 28-year-old Dane powered up the final climb with the kind of strength that's made him one of the sport's most feared climbers this season. It was his second stage win in this year's race, following his victory on Stage 4 in Andorra la Vella last week. The win today wasn't just about the stage, it was about the gap Vingegaard slashed to the race leader, Afonso Eulalio of Israel Premier Tech. Before the stage, Eulalio led by 1 minute and 20 seconds. After Vingegaard's blistering performance, that margin is down to just 46 seconds. That's the kind of deficit that can disappear in a single day if the weather turns or the peloton cracks under pressure. #Hashtag Vingegaard's form is peaking right now. Vingegaard isn't just riding well, he's looked unstoppable in patches this Giro. His attack on Stage 9 came after a rest day, and he used the momentum to make his move. The peloton knows he's dangerous when he's fresh, and today proved why. Evenepoel, who sits third overall, couldn't keep up with Vingegaard's pace on the final climb, finishing over a minute back. That's a statement. Vingegaard's Jumbo-Visma team have been quiet this race, but today they showed they're still a force to be reckoned with. #Hashtag Eulalio's fragile lead. Afonso Eulalio Israel Premier Tech has held the pink jersey since Stage 2, but his lead was already paper-thin before today. Now, with Vingegaard breathing down his neck, every stage from here on out could be decisive. The Giro's next few days are brutal, with two more mountain stages before the first rest day. If Vingegaard keeps this form, Eulalio might not hold the jersey much longer. #Hashtag What's next for the Giro? Stage 10 is a 130-kilometer route from Pompeii to Cosenza, and it's another day for the climbers. There's no rest for the weary, if anything, the pressure on Eulalio just got heavier. The race is entering its most explosive phase, and Vingegaard's Stage 9 win has turned this into a real two-man fight. For the rest of the peloton, it's now about damage control. Every second counts, and the margins are razor thin. If Vingegaard attacks again soon, Eulalio will have to answer or risk losing everything. Source: BBC Sport. Published May 17, 2026 at 16:29 Universal Time. Coordinated category: Sports Topics. #BBC #Sports #Football #Vingegaard #Jonas Vingegaard #Giro. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.